turmoil in Pakistan affects ministry. Floods and landslides hits the Philippines, and an outreach in Bolivia sends its first cross-cultural missionary. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There are concerns that extremists may target others in the wake of an assassination in Punjab, Pakistan. The governor was a critic of the blasphemy law. Others who sympathize could be at risk. Food for the Hungry's Peter Howard says they have a team partner there because of a natural disaster in August.
We work through our local partners, and oftentimes in the community, you can't even tell who our staff are because they live very incarnationally. So I think our biggest security measure is just to try to blend in and to serve.
The loss of a voice of peace is devastating, but their team will hold open the doors for the hope of Christ.
Pray for our brothers and sisters in Pakistan so that they also can live in peace and so that they can pursue truth as well. And as Food for the Hungry, I think by being there in Pakistan and helping those suffering from the flooding, we can create a space for that pursuit of truth and a space where there can be peace.
We have some suggestions on how you can get involved too. Next, Russian officials are stepping up their efforts to quash opposition, arresting those legally protesting the government. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says this is a step away from democracy and freedom.
It all somehow is going to impact the evangelical movement. Somehow is going to impact people that live there.
While the political turmoil continues, Rakhuba says their next generation church leaders are reaching out on this important day.
And while we're talking now on the Orthodox Christmas in Russia, there are hundreds and thousands of young people mobilized by Russian ministries. They're using Christmas as an opportunity for evangelism.
The needy are receiving gifts, which includes the gospel. While the celebration continues, more trained young people are needed. Russian Ministry's Schools Without Walls program teach them how to lead people to Christ by
communicating the gospel in a new and contemporary way, reaching out to all those who are in need and those who are searching for an eternal answer.
$40 a month supports the training. You're listening to Mission Network News. Flooding and landslides have affected tens of thousands of families in the Philippines. Among the victims are over 100 Compassion International assisted children. At least two of them have lost their homes completely. Eight child development centers have been affected. Pray for the protection of the Compassion families and staff. Pray that Compassion families can be a comfort and witness to fellow victims in the tragedy. Find further details at our website. Next, in Ghana, thousands of women and children are enslaved to local priests under the threat of being cursed. Escape isn't easy, but Every Child Ministries has freed many of these Trikosi already. Hannah Howard says,
many times the women can't even put into words what it feels like for them to be free, to actually be able to live life.
But the work doesn't end at freedom. Rehabilitation takes counseling, skills training, and trust in relationship building after lives lived in bondage. Amazingly, though, their pasts make the gospel easy to grasp.
It's actually a wonderful way to describe the love of Christ to them, in that we are all bound by our sins. We are all dead, and we are all hopeless without Christ. They have experienced that in their physical lives.
Listen to Howard's testimony about one Trikosi woman's transformation at our website. And Grace Ministries International's mission is not only to evangelize people, but also encourage church growth around the world. On January 26, the Bolivian team will be sending their first 100% locally supported cross-cultural missionary to serve aboard Operation Mobilization's Logos Hope for the next 2 years. Pray for courage and strength as she steps out in faith on one incredible spiritual adventure. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. World Service offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories in Scripture, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Request your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or look for the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.